Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, September 9th. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Pasola?
Here.
Milchewski?
Here.
Getz?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
And Millen?
Here.
Thank you.
And recognition of our visitors, we have our friends of the library representative here. Any amendments to the agenda, Shelley? Okay, no presentations. Okay, so if we can approve the minutes, review the minutes, and approve it. Can I make a motion that we approve personnel committee meeting for Monday, August 12th, and the regular Board of Trustees meeting on Monday, August 12th, as presented?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Yes.
Getz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
And Schumacher. Sorry.
Yes.
Any correspondence? No public comment. Friends of the library report.
I'm Kathy Murphy. Hi, nice to see you guys again. I have two things to report. We had our annual used book sale on Labor Day weekend, and we made $8,936.99 for the library, which is the highest we've ever done in the 15 years of having this sale.
Oh, wow.
It seems to build every year.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We also got more books than ever before, I think. Shelly's shaking her head, yes. A lot of books. But it went really well. We had great volunteer work, a real good team running the thing, and it was successful. Do you agree, Shelly?
Yes. Yeah, I did the door count, so the first day, Saturday, we had 1,400 people come through the door.
Wow.
So I posted a few pictures on Facebook. The line was...
I saw that all the way wrapped around.
Went all the way to
back behind
the farm and then down.
Wow.
The
yeah.
Yeah, crazy. The next day, Sunday, the attendance was about 500 people, so we had almost just shy of 2,000 people come through.
That's
and that's our little door counter that might not catch every person coming in in the rush of them. So.
Sure. Shelly, were they different age groups or families, kids?
Yeah, lots of kids.
Nice.
We had a lot of children's books too, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
That's great, yeah.
So that's number one. And the second thing that we're planning is we're going to have a meet and greet. We have a lot of members that are very generous to become members and support the library, but we don't usually see them. It's a core group of people that come to the meetings and also volunteer, and we're happy to do that. So we're reaching out to all the members, and we're going to have a meet and greet. I wanted to call it... I'm your library, be my friend, or something like that. But it's going to be called Let's Be Friends. The Yorkville Public Library wants to meet you. So we're going to have it on Saturday, October 19th. We're going to use this room. It's only from 1:30 to 3 o'clock, drop-in kind of thing. Introduce yourself. We're going to have some refreshments. And we're going to talk about the library, its programs and services. Probably people are not aware of all the wonderful services that are available here. How the Friends of the Library support the programs, what we do, refreshments, drawing for some prizes, and behind the scenes tour the library, which I just can't wait to see all the secret places.
I love that.
And also, and the friends that are involved all the time, we'll all be here meeting people. So I'm looking forward to that. It's Saturday afternoon, October 19th from 1:30 to 3. So that's all I really have to report. I'm probably missing something, but those are two pretty big events, like book sale.
Yes.
So now we're actually getting together committees and starting to talk about the mini golf in February. Mm-hmm. So we'll be working on that. So any questions?
No, that's okay. Good. Thank you. Excellent. Thank you for all that you guys do. Thank you.
I know. Thank you.
Okay, so no staff comment. Report of our treasurer.
Hey, I looked through the doors. I didn't see anything. Where, so that's good. So I'd like to make a motion to approve the bill list as presented, with a total claims to be paid in the amount of $15,842.44, total payroll in the amount of $61,059.87, for total disbursements of $76,402.31.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Report from our library director.
All right. So I received word from our engineering firm that drove our tiller, and it is scheduled to be delivered December 9th. So Oak Brook Mechanical plans to be here whenever it arrives from wherever it's coming from, and install it that week. And so they leave startup until spring, they said. But so in December, we should be moving ahead with that. So I'm sure that I'll be getting in touch with the engineering group a little bit closer to the date, because we're going to have to block off part of the parking lot back there. So I'll have to be in touch with the school district to find a different place for those students to park, because really they have to bring in a crane to remove the old and put the new in. And but they have to take the fencing down, I'm not sure yet. So there'll be more
to come.
More to come on that. So during the extreme heat we had last month, our digital sign shut down. So I called the sign software company, and it actually gave an error code. So I read it to him, and he says that's high heat. So I believe it was 140 degrees on the sign.
Oh, wow.
During that high heat. So I called the Aurora Sign Company. They came out last week and checked the fans and ventilation and said that there was a lot of clogged, he called it pollen pollution. Oh, sure. So he cleaned everything out, and we're good to go. Yeah, okay. That's five years that sign's been running that we haven't touched it. So I might make that a every year.
Yes, I know, to check.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's see. I'm going to start talking to the facilities manager about starting the RFP to get our lighting upgraded. I think we have the proper list of quantities and fixtures and proposed measures that we need, so we can start that process. We have that in the budget for this year, so I believe the comment incentives come out in November, so we want to be sure that we were able to capture those. Let's see here. We had a call about our fire panel, and found out it was reading strobe error, so I put in a service call to ADS to come in, and they determined that it was our power supply batteries in the sprinkler room that needed to be replaced. So those were replaced, and then everything's back up and running. First day of school, I have I can't remember if I reported this last month or not. I had the police department come issue tickets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have not had a problem so far.
Okay.
So, and the parents are not using the fire lane either. So that's really good.
That is good. But
they are still parking in here, which, you know, they can do that. There are spots. So when all the students come over, everyone's exiting at the same time. So, but I did find out that the school district hired 2 crossing guards, so that has helped tremendously
to traffic,
move the traffic flow around a lot. So
that's good.
Yeah, progress.
I can never go at about 2:35.
Yeah, I don't want to be around.
It clears out pretty quickly. It takes about 15 minutes, but then it clears out pretty quickly.
That's good.
So I just got an email today as well from the school district that they're still going to be installing 7 signs along the south side of the parking lot here that says no student parking or you will be ticketed or towed. So those are set to be installed this Wednesday. We had our final strategic plan meeting with our consultant to go over the implementation process. She recommended us create an activity plan. So I sat down with our managers, and we were there that day, and we just kind of brain dumped ideas. And we're still working on creating an outline for that. So I should have that next month. It'll be a detailed outline specifying steps that we're going to take to achieve a short-term goal for the first year. We'll focus on the who's and the how's, who's going to implement it, how they're going to do it, how we're going to maybe measure the success of it, and then I'll just keep you updated every month on how we're doing on that progress.
Good.
Our Sunshine Committee just had their one-year anniversary, so I think they might be switching people around. I'm going to leave it up to them to figure that out. Let's see here. I think I told you that last month. So in 2023, the Office of the Secretary of State's Illinois State Library, they included a $5 million budget line item for a resource package that would be available to all Illinois residents. And that finally is now almost in place.
Oh, wow.
Almost in place. So I've listed on our website, if you search our e-resources, our databases, you'll see a whole list of databases that are now accessible to our patrons and actually anyone in Illinois, although they're still working out the geolocation of the links. This program is a 3-year program with a 7-year extension into each year for 10 years. So they're hoping that this is a permanent program for the state of Illinois.
Does that duplicate any of the databases that we pay for, or is that?
No. Yeah.
It's additional.
And the vocational education coordinator at Y115 reached out to us about bringing 4 students over daily to do odd clerical jobs for us like they did last year. So that should be starting up, I believe, next week. So that worked out really well for us. The Del Department and the kids really liked having that little bit of help every day. And I believe that's it.
You don't have senior council, no standing committees met this month. So we'll go on to new business, adopt the lost and found policy. You see?
So that is on page 34 of your packet. is the policy. So we're starting to get inundated with a lot of items, and some staff members had a hard time getting rid of that stuff. So I just created a policy here on procedures is on the following page, but this is the policy level in our policy book, saying that we're going to hold on to items for 14 days unless they are certain types of property, like laptops, cell phones, things like that.
Sure.
Those will be held for 30 days, and then after that they'll be turned over to the police department.
Okay.
But unclaimed property after 14 days will be either given to charity, mm-hmm. if it's clothing, or it will be discarded, like water bottles,
sure.
bookmarks,
yeah.
things like that.
Sure.
So there are certain types of items, like flash drives and that we will not
yeah.
put in our... We used to put them in, and
yeah, no.
we will not put them in to figure out if
right.
they are.
Because you can get that. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Right.
You make it hacked and spider in our world.
No. So those we will keep as well until the 30 days. But I also purchased these tickets, so they have a preparation here. So this part will go on the item itself. This part will have staff fill out. We'll keep track of it, and then after the 14 or 30 days,
out.
Do we have that?
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. So do we need to vote on it, and are you just going to approve it?
You guys have to approve policy.
Okay. I make a motion that we approve the lost and found policy as presented.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Can I have a roll call?
Yes. Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Yes.
Getz?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
Okay. So that's it. Thank you, Shelley. Review our per capita requirements, chapters 1-3. Shelley did send us the actual packet in the email to read, and then we're just going to go over.
Yeah, I'm not going to
right.
print that out.
No, I will
right.
read it.
But I do have the checklist
yes.
for every chapter.
Yes.
So, the last page of the packet, I just created a little memo on chapters 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, here, yes.
Chapter 1 or number 13 is the Library Board approved mission statement. We just approved
mm-hmm.
a long range strategic plan, approved disaster prevention and recovery plan,
mm-hmm.
which was done. Collection management policy has been done. Personnel policy and technology plan and other policies appropriate to the library's operations, and regularly updates and maintains them as appropriate. So this kind of speaks to Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 bullet point in
yes.
here, that our policies should be reviewed often.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, and this will be part of, we can include this as part of the strategic plan.
Okay.
Under our 3.2 goal.
Okay.
Would be to
schedule
policy committee meetings at least biannually.
Okay.
To go over, at least review them.
Sure.
Yes.
And if there are any need to bring them to the board for approval,
okay.
we can at least say that we've reviewed them. I've created a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
with all of that information I can share with, I believe, your head
yes.
of policy committee.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Just haven't been able to get the policy.
Sure. Sure.
Then as far as Chapter 3, here I wanted to point out, Chapter 3 is personnel. So,
yeah, I read that.
The checklist number 2 is library has staffing levels that are sufficient to carry out the library's mission. So this needs improvement, and this
mm-hmm.
will be part of the strategic plan as well. In the standards book that I gave you. There's an appendix in the back that shows you how to, you should be monitoring your full-time employee equivalent level.
A page?
It's on page 53.
Okay.
So there's math involved. But based on our population at the last census of 21,600, now, if they do a special census, which the city is talking about, that's going to increase us even into the 25,000 range, I believe. And that just adds a whole other level of numbers, but we're going to base it off the 21,000. We currently, right now, have a full-time equivalency of 10.72 employees. So it's the five full-time, and then the remaining part-time. Those equate to 10 and three quarter
okay.
full-time employees. So
that's what we currently have?
That's what we currently have. For minimum of this population, we should be at 13.4.
Yeah, I think we talked about this last year.
So they break this down, this book down into a minimum and a growing library, an established library, and an advanced library. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see us at least into the growing library.
Yes.
That's 18.8 full-time people. So that'll be something we'll have to really look at for our strategic plan.
Yes.
So part of that would be we belong to HR Source, and I can reach out to HR Source about doing a salary schedule and talking to them about
what we want to do, the growth, and
what
how.
Can we do,
yes.
what would be the best maybe positions to add to this.
Sure.
I mean, part of our strategic plan is outreach in that, so I think that's someplace we should focus on adding.
And then what is happening, because we've lost the...
Right.
Yes, that too. So
would that be a position that we add? Are you feeling? I mean, I feel that would be
if you want to, we can talk about combining that with outreach slash marketing.
Right.
Yeah.
Which happens a lot of companies,
And who's doing that now that she's...
It's kind of everyone doing it for their department.
Okay.
Yeah. We're kind of back to where we were.
Well, we started, I know.
Yeah.
Is part of that calculation cover operating hours, too, as far as how many hours the libraries are open during
the week?
That's
another appendix in here. Hours of service by population recommended. So for 24.99. We should be open a minimum of 56 hours. We are 55.
Okay.
So we are at the minimum.
Okay, so we're at the minimum.
Yeah.
But if we have to add,
Right, so.
Which was part of our strategic plan.
Right.
Right.
So we're doing good as far as that and working on that. And so you're going to reach out to HR.
Well, if you want to go to the growing.
Yeah.
HR.
So that's a whole other.
Yes.
Yeah. That is, let me just, so you know.
What's the growing?
The growing is 64 hours, and that's open Sundays, September through May, and follow the school year. So yeah, that's the number two, and number three I mentioned as well.
Yes.
The
job description,
salary
like that.
Schedule.
That's so helpful.
The HR Source can help with that.
Exactly.
And then, so that's all the points that I wanted to point out. Everything else we are meeting or working towards meeting. The point number five, salaries and fringe benefits account for 70% of our total operating budgets. Ours, we're currently at 35%. So, tells me that we have room to possibly add.
Okay.
Is that counting debt service, though?
It's really hard to say on this.
Because your operating budget shouldn't include debt service. So if you're
should not include debt service?
Okay. So if you're counting the percentage including the debt service, then that's debt service usually falls outside of the operating.
Sure.
So that would make that percentage higher.
Even higher?
No, the percentage of what we spend on wage, once you exclude debt service, the percentage goes up, meaning we're spending a higher ratio of salary to operating if you exclude debt service.
Okay. Well, then we might be right at it then.
Yeah.
At the 70.
I'll redo this and remove the debt service because I did this based on
including. Right. Because that essentially washes out anyway, right? Because we pay debt service against
you. But right, but that is part of the expenditures.
Typically, when you talk about an operating budget, those would fall outside of the operating expenses, and that would be kind of other true-ups below your core operating costs. Mm-hmm. So when you look at, because you would have like a capital budget, you'd have an operating budget, and then you'd have debt services, which would affect your bottom line and affect your cash flow, but it wouldn't necessarily be included to calculate your operating expenses.
So it's part of our revenue.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's revenue and it's expense, but it washes it out, so it's not. It's put it this way: we don't spend money on debt service to operate the library, right? It's just to pay back our
right,
debt.
But what I'm saying in my calculations, it's also washing itself out as well.
Okay.
So then it's fine.
So, anyway, those were the 3 points that I wanted to bring up. Next month, we'll try to get
what chapters?
3 or 4 more chapters. This report is due in January.
So then the next item on new business is to review executive session. We have to do this that time again, that we go through our executive session minutes. So I make a motion that we go into executive session for the discussion of the minutes of meeting lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act, whether for purposes of approval by the body of the minutes or semi-annual review of the minutes as mandated by Section 2.06. Okay, so after review of the executive session minutes, we have all agreed to keep packet number 1 sealed, the entire packet, and removing from packet number 2 the Library Board of Trustees executive session meeting on November 13, 2023, and then keeping the other 3 sealed.
Second.
Roll call. Motion.
Yes. Sorry. Okay. Milczewski?
Yes.
Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
And Pasola?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so we don't have anything else on our agenda for tonight, so I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.